want a chapstick during the break. And
I offered it to her. She said, no, thanks. I don't want herpes.
And I know that's stretch, Mike. He's only had, what?
Gonorrhea.
1.5 partners.
You've only had gonorrhea?
With the one, what's with that?
The 1.5 partners you've had.
What were we talking about?
Was it half gonorrhea or was it full-fledged one? Or was it 1.5 gonorrhea?
I'm not good with math. I'm not really
sure. Well, looking at the girls that he's gone out with.
All right. So I have just got... I've got an issue that I need to get off of my chest here. Okay. This was a customer service issue that happened to me the other day, and I haven't told you guys about it, but this is some serious shit.
All right.
So I went downtown.
Downtown Reno.
Downtown Reno. Yeah, thanks very much.
Well...
Because downtown Miami is, you know, that's where I was.
You might have gone.
You do travel a lot now.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. All right. No, that's very true.
All right, we're good.
Okay. So, thank you. Mike's losing it right now.
That's awesome.
So, I was downtown. I went and I had a meeting to get to. I went and I parked my car in the parking garage. And I went down to eat down there at the brewery. You know the one.
Yeah.
The one that's a chain now.
That's right. There are now two of them here in Reno. Well, I went to eat at the
you
one.
You went to the newer one.
I went to the newer one. That's okay. Right. And I parked my car, in the parking garage, which was fabulous.
There is a parking garage right across the street.
That
from
is.
That.
And this the brewery that I ate at, it validates parking, which is great. So I was there. I had my meeting. I was there for 3 hours. We ate. We had a full meal with drinks and everything.
Mm-hmm.
They validated it.
Did you tip?
Yes, I did. All right. I tipped very well.
Good.
In fact, that hostess bragger that you liked with the blue eyes and the blonde hair and everything,
ooh,
she was there.
Always.
And I just found out she happened to be one of the girls in the weightlifting class that I subbed for the other day.
Oh, you're the man.
So she's
high
school?
She's school. She's 17.
Perfect.
Oh,
perfect.
Mike.
You know, every time I'm in that brewery, they have an excellent hiring supervisor. I mean, the talent that they put in their restaurant, it's awesome.
Yeah,
it's
you
awesome.
Are a pig.
Thank you for picking up on that. So, okay, full meal, I tipped, everything. They validated my parking. It was great.
Wait, how long were you there?
3 hours.
Jesus Christ.
It was an important meeting, okay?
Were you guys wasted when you left?
No.
Oh,
come on. 3 hours in a brewery?
Hello, I don't drink beer because it's gross and tastes like urine.
You're a little faggy boy. Nancy.
I'm drinking Heineken at the moment. It's great.
No, so...
Even I drink beer.
So...
I think I actually have more testosterone.
You
want to
come over here and
you
tell this story?
She can tell it for
you. Want to come over here?
I'm just
come over
I'm
here
just
and tell
commenting
this story. Come over here and tell
she's
this
got
story
a microphone over there. She could probably tell it over there.
I'm done.
Screaming about the horror movies.
What
and
can
your,
I do for you, man? What can I do to keep
beer?
You keep you here?
I mean, you're kind
are you
of
done
behind
yet?
Your microphone.
Are you done yet?
And all that
is that
butt
it?
Sex. I mean,
shut up. You.
What can I do for you, man? What can I do?
Shut her up.
Do you want me to hit her? Can I hit her?
Don't hit me.
Can I hit her with a bowling pin?
It's not a bowling pin. It's
a juggling
pin.
It looks like a bowling pin to me.
Mine doesn't.
If you turn it upside down and
who
hit it with a black ball, it's
pins
a bowling
except
pin.
Except for a fake man woman.
All right, look.
God damn.
All right. I got validated. I go back up to my car, okay? 3 hours. I was a good patron. I came in. I paid my money. I supported the economy. No big deal. I start driving down. I get to the ticketing desk, right? I hand her my ticket. I get ready to leave. She says in this voice, and it was this big fat fuck chick that's going to be $2.25 in one of those smoke too much voices, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be $2.25.
Did start, you punch her?
Well, no. Very calmly, I told her, well, look, I'm sorry. I got it validated. There it is. Well, yeah, it's only good for 2 hours from the time you park your car.
Oh.
That's going to be $2.25.
Poor bag.
So I said, all right, that's fine. Not a big deal. $2.25. Okay, live and learn. I can only park for 2 hours. I go to take out my wallet. I hand her my card. We only accept cash. I said, I'm sorry. I don't have any cash on me. Which is when she looked at me and said, well, you're just going to have to back up that ramp and go find some, aren't you?
Oh, whore.
Oh, yeah.
Did you punch her then?
No.
You didn't punch her at all, did you?
No, I didn't. Damn it. But I came so close. I can't. Oh.
All right. She's a whore. I mean, she's very rude, but you were in the wrong. Because
no,
it says on there.
No, I'm
it
sorry.
It says on the stamp, tour validation. And that you could get cash before you leave the brewery.
It does not say anywhere.
It doesn't say anything that they only take cash.
Well,
in this day and
stand.
Age, 2006, it is unacceptable in our society, especially in the United States. I mean,
but it's
if
a driver's stand.
I mean, if we're in Hungary or something, that's fine. I understand you don't take Visa. That's okay.
Even in some parts of downtown Reno, I understand them not taking cards. But
this place
is they get a lot of traffic.
Thank you.
They get a lot of traffic. It should take
well,
goddamn ATM
circumstances
cards.
Circumstances where I know to take cash. I mean, there are things like that. Like, the movie theater doesn't take cards. Hey, the movie theater doesn't take cards. You'd think they'd take cards, but they don't. So you know, when you go to the movie theater, you have to bring cash. Why can't
That's
you just...
That's enough. What do you got?
But what does the movie theater have at its front door for those who
what
don't
the
pay
silver
with...
have at their front door? I'm
it's,
sorry.
It's
the brewery. Have right next to their front door on your way out to the parking garage, and if you see a car that's
he
says two-hour
that he's gonna be
if the car says 2 hour validation,
I'm
which
sorry.
It does.
I'm sorry.
Yes, it does.
Then
I've seen
never
the stamp.
Then I've never seen
when
it.
Do you pull into a parking garage and read the ticket that
no,
you
I'm
get
not talking about the
to
ticket.
Make
I'm
sure
I'm talking about the stamp. It says 2 hour validation.
What stamp?
The stamp that the brewery stamps on your card to validate it. It's a two-hour stamp. It says that. It says a two-hour validation. And if you're eating for 3 hours, you could think, do the math. And if you
oh.
have no cash.
Well, you should have got two stamps,
I
brother.
I didn't know that I was going to be there for 3 hours.
Well, you get money on the way out when you get your stamp, when you get your
card. I didn't know. I thought that I was going to be just able to go. It's validated. That's what it means. You take the ticket, you stamp the goddamn thing, and it's validated. It's no big deal. Goddamn.
Buddy.
Buddy.
All right.
Validation.
So she tells me, you're going to have to back up that ramp and go find some. So fuming as I was, I threw it into reverse. I'm stacking up. The guy who I had my meeting with is coming down, and he's like, is everything okay? And, of course, I'm embarrassed as hell, and I'm like, oh, I forgot something back up here. You know, I'm making up some excuse and everything, so I feel like
you forgot your
asshole.
Goose. It's still up on level 4.
There it is. Thank you.
Around.
I forgot my goose. Yep. I got the mallard, forgot the goose.
Yep.
So I park the goddamn car. I go down. I have to walk over to the movie theater. I make use of the ATM, which, by the way, costs me $22 because there's the $2 goddamn ATM fee that
well,
I have to pay.
Well, and then you're going to pay another $2 with whatever fine institution you're banking
Thank
at.
Thank you very much. That's correct. $24 to get $225.
So,
out.
So far we're up to $4 in excess of what you would normally be spending on that occasion.
That's correct.
Okay.
So.
So it's now costing you $6 and so-and-so cents to
That's
park
right.
there.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you. When it was validated and it should have been free at the first place because I patronized the goddamn restaurant.
Well, it's a restaurant for more than 2 hours, for God's sakes.
I like to take my time.
I know. You eat. The way you eat, it's like a masterpiece. It's like a Michelangelo painting.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. The way Matt eats is, oh, good, it's here. Boom, it's gone.
No, he doesn't eat that fast. No. It's a show to watch him eat. It's orgasmic for him. He
I don't
takes
think
his
I don't
time.
Think he's ever I he's like, never he's never taken longer to eat than
I never have. Take you to the good restaurants that I eat at. You know why? Yeah. Look at what you're wearing, kid. That's why, because you're drinking Heineken.
Heineken's a great beer.
I just think that in this I mean, I know in this day and age where you think that convenience is key, but I mean, that those are some of the things you have a serious problem with. You, I know you. I mean, you're not one of those Walmart people. You like the classic ideas. I mean, you don't like convenience. You don't want all your stuff in one place. So why can't you, as a Renaissance man, realize that maybe not everywhere is going to cash? I mean, when I go to a parking garage where it is pay parking, but I know I will have
it's
something
okay,
validated.
It's all right. Just keep breathing.
If I know it'll be validated, I still have cash with me because you never know.
Three,
you never know.
Four, five.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm counting to 10. 6.
I think we should just let him count.
You had your hand up. What do you want to say?
I had an experience the other night.
I'm not done with mine. We'll hear about it later. So I go, I get my money. No. Because here it comes.
All right.
It's not done yet. It's not done. The coup de grace is still on the horizon.
Wow.
What are we up to? $6? $8 to park there?
Yeah, we're almost up to $7. $6 and some change.
So, $2.25. I get my money.
Oh, it's so sad.
I go back up there. I'm giving her the fucking dagger eyes right now.
Do you know how much it costs to park a day
in
San Francisco? Hey, it costs $35 to park a day in San Francisco.
Are we in San Francisco? No, we're in Reno.
No, but you might just have to deal with it occasionally. Jesus Christ.
I get back into my car. I drive down there. And I would like to say, just in case she's listening, before I got up to the ticket window, I decided I was going to hack all over the ticket, which I did, and got it all moist and juicy for
good,
her.
Good, dude. Good.
But that's beside the point.
You got the last word.
That's kind of standard. Well,
that's mature.
That's kind of standard operating procedure. So I go up. I've got my $20 bill that actually cost me $24 because of all the fees that are involved. I hand her the ticket, which is all moist with my lungs. She takes it, puts it in. $3.
No.
$3. She charged me for the time that I was out looking for money so I could go.
She did not. That dumb whore.
I was so pissed
off. I don't endorse E-word any way whatsoever.
Oh, I love it.
But there, this woman, if I see her, I might have to call her the C-word. Cooch. No, there's
You're
another
terrible.
C-word. No, so, okay, but similar situation.
All right.
Similar situation for me the other night. I'm going out to get something to eat. I go to the usual drive-thru. They probably see me there once or twice a day.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just it happens.
Mike is a true gourmet.
Yeah.
The usual. I like to eat out. What can I say? So.
Snap.
So I go through the drive-thru, and after ordering, my total's almost $7. Get up. Another car pulls in back of me. I check my pockets. No wallet. Son of a. Look into my little change area, and there's $3 bills, and then there's some change.
Okay.
So I'm like, all right, I can get $3 worth of stuff. I'm going to have to alter my order when I get up there. Get up to the front. I say, hey, I forgot my wallet. I'm sorry. I got $3. Can I just get my sandwich? I was getting a meal, but I figured I only have $3. I'll just get the sandwich.
Okay, sure.
She goes, you only have $3, huh? I'm like, yeah. And it was a little cute Mexican girl. And she's like, just give me the $3. And I'm like, okay. And she's like, I'll figure out a different way to charge it on the register so that it thing. And she handed me the meal. So in this case, it's somebody realizing it's just a couple of dollars, not going to hurt anyone to say, you know what? I know you mean well. Just take it this time, all right?
Which is what
she should have done to you when you drove through. I don't have any cash. You know what? It's fine. Go ahead. Just next time, know that it's a two-hour limit.
You know
on
what?
The thing.
What makes me so angry about mine is that I do park there a lot.
Exactly.
And Walt knows me. I know Walt when I go down there, and that's fine.
You know his name.
I know his name. His name's Walt.
How many parking attendants do I know?
He's 65 years old. He lives over off of California Street. I'm not making this up. This is absolutely true. And he's been cool to me. But what? You want to say something?
No, nothing.
I didn't think so.
I think it's cute. You know what I do? I walk to the movie theater.
No one cares. Would you finish your story, Mike?
That's it. I'm done.
And now Mike's crying. Oh, God.
All right. About that. We'll take a quick break and be back to what's in Mike's lungs right after this.